Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is 7:06, September 21st, and we are rocking toward the end of the month. I think that today's going to be another interesting day. We had quite the day yesterday, and you know, it always starts off good when Bad Bob comes in here dressed in, like, I don't know, mercenary clothes. What is this? Yeah, turn on your microphone.
Somebody turned me down there, yeah. By golly. Well, I thought there was something wrong with the equipment. Turned out it was just Carl scratching himself.
There, yeah.
That kind of a wake-up thing there is a manly thing.
Manly thing.
Good morning.
What is this vest thing you're wearing here? What is this, some kind of, like, hazardous waist suit? What is this?
Just a regular old Columbia vest.
I am missing the Hawaiian shirts.
But it's after Labor Day.
Okay, that explains it. And explaining everything is Linda. Good morning. Explain it to me.
Oh, well, it's Tuesday.
Well, that explains it.
The day after Monday. So that explains it. I want to say, give a shout out to Cameron this morning. It was so funny because we were driving by and I laughed and I said, you know, getting up that great cup of coffee at the last minute right down the street, and I said, well, you know, I tell Carl, you can never have too many guns and too many diamonds. And he laughed. They said, exactly. And I said, you know, I mean, guys can just have as many, you know, you always have to have your artillery.
Well, I don't like to think
be loaded.
I like to have artillery.
Locked
like
and loaded.
Five. Of course, it wouldn't work. We just put it out there, you know, just like, you know, you can buy you can buy weapons now, semi-automatic weapons that are perfectly legal that look like machine guns. Did you know that? They can only be fired one round at a time, but they just make them look like the old kind of, like, 30-caliber machine guns that you see in World War II.
Can we share? Okay, first of all, let me tell you what the weather is.
Which I find a little strange.
It's going to be high today of 80. It's currently 55 degrees. It's a beautiful morning out. We are going to take a tour of Anderson today. Norma Comic is going to take us around and give us highlights.
The mayor.
We have wanted to see things that maybe we haven't really seen and to just be able to share that with you because they're right down the street. You know, it's our sister city. So here we are, Tuesday. Do you want to share with them? We're talking about guns. I just have to laugh because we walk into the new Prime cinemas that are, I think they're called Prime, the ones that are the brand new ones that are up by Target and Cinemark. And Carl told you he was so nice in taking me to see a chick movie, Eat, Pray, Love. And to the left was,
I kept praying it was going to end.
Come on.
I was eating popcorn and praying it was going to end.
Wait a minute, I'm not done. So anyway, to the left when we walk in is the arcade. Now, Don't even ask me what possessed me.
You know, the arcade has all these shooting games that you wonder where your children spend their time.
I don't know why.
They're killing thousands of demons and androids and each other on the arcade
but
games.
But this was an awesome, ultra, you know, modernistic. Yeah, and you picked up your guns. You had little guns, and they were like machine guns. They made noises. They, you know.
There's blood when you hit.
They vibrated.
Blew up the Terminators. You kept having to reload.
I said, Carl, please. So you get two tokens for a buck. I said, I don't even know what possessed me. I think it was just the fact that we were having this freedom moment. I said, let me just try this. How much fun. So he stood by. I know he was going, oh, my God. It was fun,
the little
though.
Kids had to wait while Linda was shooting. We got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. We come back, we're going to talk about a couple of things. Hey, did you know the recession ended? Yeah. You know what? It ended in June 2009, and I didn't even know about it. Bob didn't tell me. We're going to talk about that when we get back, and people saying, you know, President Obama, I am tired of defending you. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
It's 55. 55 degrees, and it is going to be 80 degrees today.
One way or the other.
This is Carl and Linda Bike. Good morning. It's Tuesday. Oh, yeah, we're waking up with you. KCNR 1460 on your dial. Okay, I got an email. By the way, the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Got an email. Okay, what's happening with the music series in Anselmo? That should be posted. This weekend, Candice Lavolsi will be there on Friday night. Rick Hill will be soloing on guitar on the 1st of October. I will be there October 8th. And again, I will be there October 23rd. And then there's a date in November and December for me, and then Candice will be there at various dates, too. So we'll have that posted, and we're going to have a really good time out there. It should be really fun. Like it always is, it sells out. We have a great time. Great group of people that go out there. And so, anyway.
Recession ended in June 2009. In case you had not noticed that, Redding, in the rest of the world, it said that the National Bureau of Economic Research said that the recession ended in June 2009, making it the longest downturn since the Great Depression. The NBER, considered the arbiter of U.S. recession, said its declarations did not mean the economy has returned to operating at normal capacity. Hello? You know, I kind of, what was it was said is that a recession is your neighbor losing his job, and depression is you losing your job, and recovery is when Pelosi loses her job. I always thought that was funny. They're talking about that, you know, even Obama said they may say the recession officially ended last year. However, obviously, there's still millions of people out of work. Millions of people have seen their home values decline by hundreds of thousands of dollars. And people who can't pay their bills because there's not enough work out there. And what about the 400,000 plus each week that apply for unemployment? I would say if the recession's over, I hate to see if it was still going on. And you know, the other thing, too, is that people are getting fed up. They're wanting to see it. The change part. The change part they're seeing is that, yeah, it changed. It got worse. It got worse. Now, I'm not saying is that our friends in the Republican Party didn't have a whole lot to do with getting us into this. They did. You can't keep borrowing and borrowing and spending and spending. You can't keep borrowing money and keep giving it out and then borrowing more money. The problem is this, is if you had a house in your own home, you've got a job, you know, if you're lucky in today's economy, you've got a job. You've got a budget. The United States makes more than enough money to pay its bills. What the United States doesn't do is cut back its spending. And when you keep giving it out and you keep borrowing and you keep giving it out and giving it out and giving it out and then adding more to give out, what do you expect? What do you expect? The woman that was at the town hall meeting says, I'm one of your middle-class Americans, and quite frankly, I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted of defending you, defending your administration, defending the mantle of change I voted for, and deeply disappointed with where we are right now. Obama says he understands her pain, but that the United States is moving in the right direction. Not according to 70% of the people when they're polled. You can take any poll. 70% of the people in this country believe we're going in the wrong direction. 50%, over 50% don't like how he's handling the job. How can we be going in the right direction? Have we stopped borrowing money? Where's our deficit? What are we doing? Have we done one thing to cut spending? Are we still borrowing billions to pay for a war? Are we paying for that war in a different way? No. What changes has Mr. Obama done? He's closed down Guantanamo Bay. Well, no, he hasn't. He stopped sending prisoners to other countries. Well, no, he hasn't. We're out of Iraq. We're out of Iraq because the plan was there for the last 5 years, and we still have 50,000 troops there who are still fighting, by the way, in case you haven't noticed. We put 32,000 more into Afghanistan. What's the plan? How's that working? What about taking over the healthcare system and forcing the citizens of the United States to buy? Forcing the citizens of the United States to buy insurance. That's not going to cause the cost to go down, my friends. It's going up. Now, I could be wrong. All of this could be coming together like when, that movie from the Indian director that does Sixth Sense and knows whatever his name is.
Shyamalan.
Yeah.
Shyamalan.
Okay. Shyamalan, this guy is great because he puts in like 8,000 different things in a movie that have, you know, they have nothing to do with each other. And at the end, they all come together and you tie it up, like in Signs, the movie Signs. It all gets tied up together at the end, and it makes sense. I don't think what the president is doing is going to come together with a happy ending like that. Hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back in. And, you know, the FDA is looking at something. Maybe it's the FTC. It's looking at a new type of salmon, a frankenfish. Have you heard about this? Well, we're going to talk about it. And when we also come back, we're also going to talk about closing down the CalFET loan office right here in River City. It's a way of helping our veterans by closing this down. No, really, that's what they said, and we're going to talk about it. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hi, this is...
Carl Underbutt, Free Fire Radio. Carl Underbutt, it is 7:23, September 21st. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. Right off Airport Road, Doug Tooley has been in business there for 15 years. He does Dish TV, does a great job. He can do surround sound in your home. Home Theater Systems. His phone number is 244-1988. You just go in there and, you know, and give Doug a call. He guarantees his work. He gets out there on time. His men get out there on time. And, again, any problems at all, which are very rare, just give him a call. He comes out and fixes it. Local man right here. Money stays in the community. Okay. The CalVet office here. CalVet loan office. Somebody called us and told us about this the other day, and we've been trying to get some people on the phone here. The CalVet office, loan office, is closing three offices in California. It says it's going to save, $9 million. And we've been in touch with Jim Nielsen's office. I know they're looking at it. And what it does is this runs the loans for veterans that are getting loans through this program. And none of the loans, by the way, are done through bonds. And none of the loans have ever been defaulted on, by the way. We've talked about this before. And one of the reasons they're closing, they're saying it's only 12 loans have been made over the past 12 months in Reading. Well, that could have something to do with the economy, even though that the recession ended in June 2009. Maybe it hasn't caught up yet with Reading. It could be for a variety of reasons. That it's closed, you know, that the only 12 loans were put through in the last 12 months. They said now that people that want a loan from the California Veterans Office can meet in the Shasta County Service Shasta Veterans Service Office, and then they can meet them and meet there and talk about it, and they can schedule that, or they'll find other ways. Well, I have a problem with this. One is, when are they going to schedule the events? When are they going to be scheduled to be up here? What if they run late? What if the veteran runs late? It's not like having something local. And the thing about it is the one in Reading, there's only six of them in the state, of these loan officers in the state. Reading's the only one north of Sacramento. So that means all these counties up here and all these veterans, 20,000 veterans or just in Shasta County, do not have an office now they can go to. Now, I understand what they're saying is they were trying to cut corners here and we're trying to save money so we can give better deals, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't understand the concept, though, of closing this office next year unless they've got a really sound fallback plan on how this will work. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, you can come into the Shasta County Veterans Service Office, or Tuesdays and Thursdays. Emergency hotline numbers. What about, you know what it takes when you buy a house? There's all these things that have to go through, all these loan programs, and you may have to talk to the person numerous times. So before you shut down this office, I hope that there is a plan in place that works. And trust me, we will be with Assemblyman Nielsen and Senator Honestead as long as he's there until, well, it'll be next year. So whoever gets elected there, Senator, and be talking to them about this and to the California Veterans Service Office down in Sacramento. All right, got a couple minutes left. I was just talking about the frankenfish, the salmon. Do you know about this, Bob?
I'd read a couple articles about it. I don't know any of the details. Apparently, there's quite a... If you thought genetically altered corn was a issue, this could get to be something. Allegedly, this genetically altered fish grows at about twice the rate of your run-of-mill
salmon. It's like a bass. You know, I think it's like a bass or something like that, but it looks like a salmon. But they compared two of them. One, a natural salmon... And one, the enhanced salmon. You've got photos of the enhanced salmon.
Oh, I've got somebody's copied the chat room.
Oh,
and
no.
It's really funny about you. You want me to read it out loud?
No, I don't. Because I'm talking salmon fish. I'm talking frankenfish.
Okay, but we got two. We got a bunch of stuff going on here in the newsroom.
Okay, but anyway, frankenfish. Anyway, what is it? The FDA? It's not the FDA. It's got to be what the Federal Trade Commission. Federal,
well, I think it would be Food and Drug.
Food and Drug?
Yeah.
Anyway, so you do have genetically altered corn and wheat and all those things, right? You understand that. We're eating that all the time, which explains some of the things maybe that's going on in the country, especially east of the Mississippi. Now they're arguing about, well, should we turn this fish loose on the public? How do you tell the public, hey, this fish has been genetically altered?
Turn out the lights. If it glows, don't eat it.
Oh, yeah, okay, here's the other thing. Do they turn it loose in the ocean, or is this just something you just kind of like growing these salmon farms? I mean, they do have farm-raised salmon. So do you grow this in farms?
Okay, I just want to break
do
in
you turn here. It loose?
I don't know. I just want to break in here that the people in the chat room, I promised to get on. What's happened is somebody sent me something I'm trying to investigate.
It's like 1 minute.
And so some of the good friends in the chat room are saying that they can just see you with two boxes of Kleenex crying over Eat, Pray, Love. And that you said, I swear I'll never watch a chick flick again. And also on the same note, they were saying we need a rudder and someone to tend it, which is talking about we are going in no direction, not just... We're in no direction at all. So, yeah, there's a good chat going on.
Sailing in circles. Sailing in circles. Carlin and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. KCNR, 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
A little bit about Dancing with the Stars. You know that it kicked off last night. One of the most popular shows ever on TV. 11th season. Completely outdancing everyone was Jennifer Grey, whose Viennese waltz was great, said tough judge Len Goodman. He did say, I think somebody up there is going to be very, very proud of you. Referring, of course, to Patrick Swayze. And the woman judge, Nava, said something very profound just happened. Some things get better with age, and I definitely think you're one of them. It's really funny because when they were going through the cast, I didn't really have in my mind who was dancing. I always like to be surprised, and I didn't really quite recognize Jennifer Grey. It's so weird because we know her so much, her face, and her look from Dancing with the Stars, and she just looks like a different person. However, you know, it was beautiful, and she did take away the highest score last night of 24. One of the stiffest dancers was, unfortunately, David Hasselhoff, anyway, the Jersey store girl, Schnucky, and all that good stuff. What did you think about your grandmother flashing you? Florence Henderson flashed last night. I guess on one hand it's like, wow, she's really in good shape, go girl. On the other hand, it's like, I don't know. What do you think about grandma? I mean,
she flashed what?
She lifted her top up and she had a bra on and everything, but she just lifted her top. Maybe she's talking about her abs or whatever it was. So anyway, Dancing with the Stars, it is a family show.
Well, as I get closer to those magic ages of the 70s, you know, yeah, it's still kind of scary. I'm still trying to recover from Eat, Pray, Love.
Okay, I want to talk about a couple other things. What did you think of Dancing with the Stars? Go to our chat room, Linda, at KCNR1460.com. I know you guys are talking about football, and you know maybe you went back and forth and talking about a lot of other things. Wanted to let you know that there is a blood drive that's happening. Am I late?
For what?
Yes, you are. This is the one. This was the one yesterday we talked about.
Never
somebody,
forget to give
one of
blood.
One of the producers put it on the table by accident. But anyway, you can still give blood by going to Contact Blood Source. This was the big one for the for the officer that was shot down in Oakland. So this was, but it's also support law enforcement and Keller Williams Realty. You know, this was a put together on by Keller Williams Realty, Kurt and Ron and that for the blood drive for an officer wounded in the line of duty, but it doesn't mean you have to stop giving.
No, okay, I'm going to make a commitment right here live on the air. I'm going to say this. I went to go give blood. It's like, okay, it's Christmas time. What can I give? The biggest gift, of course, is to give something from yourself. And so I went to go give blood. And I went through, you know, what you have to go. You have to be interviewed. Were you ever out of the country? You know, so on and so forth, and was the last time you were out of the country. And so I basically passed all the questions. But when they drew my blood, I had a little bit of anemia.
You didn't sink.
I didn't sink.
You had a little
bit of... They put your drop in the blue stuff, and it didn't sink.
It didn't sink, so they said come back in 3 weeks.
Well, that's because it's hard to have it sink in Chardonnay.
Well, you think, but I have to go back, and I want to redo the test because they said come back in 3 weeks and you get busy and all that stuff. So I vow that before the end of the year, I am going to give blood. I want to give blood. And can I tell you, I never have. I tried.
Really?
No, I never have. Hmm. And, you know, Anne here gives platelets. She gives platelets on a regular basis, and she comes in and she feels like dog doo-doo afterwards, you know, but she comes in.
No, she doesn't.
She feels terrible afterwards. She feels lightheaded, but she says it's what I like to do. It's important for her.
It's a long process.
But
it is important to her.
Yeah,
right.
And she does. It feels, she, you know, so don't, I'm telling you that she doesn't feel that well afterwards. She has a recovery period, but it's worth it to her. And so those are the people that I just think, those are my heroes.
I think you're right.
Absolutely.
Much better than somebody throwing a football down the field. And I can never get into that anyway about heroes that are sports models.
Anyway, I promise I'd talk about this too. On September 30th, I went to their house last night where there's going to be a chamber function. And it's going to be for the Political Action Committee, and it's going to be something else. So dinner kind of a wonderful backyard at the Dean's house, which is in Tierra Oaks, phenomenal place. And there's going to be, you know, silent auctions and live auctions, and I'm going to be there with the Pat Karch Trio and singing in the backyard. So this is for the Chamber of Commerce. You might think about what am I doing on the 30th, then you want to do something to be involved and with the Political Action Committee. So do go by the Chamber of Commerce and join us for the night. It should be great. So, there we go. I covered some of those things that was important to me, and like I said, I'm going to give blood. So hold me accountable.
I will. And like I said, Frankenfish. Anyway, we'll get into that one too. So what? Okay, we've got some guests coming in here right after the break, and then we've got just a whole lot of things to be talking about before the end of the day, including the firefighters. The union came in and said, "Hey, we're going to give some concessions here, and some things we want to give up to help keep the firefighting apparatus still working here in the city of Reading." And what the city council said about that. So that should be interesting.
You know, salmon is good for your blood iron. Maybe Linda should get some of those frankenfish and see if that boosts her blood iron.
Well, you know what we could do is we could just build, like, one of those, you know, those long, narrow swimming pools and build that and just, like, put water, you know, it's rushing down and throw three or four of them in there.
And the webbing starts growing between her fingers. Just ignore that.
Well, no, if she starts getting that look, that salmon... That blush.
Are you guys picking on me or just trying to fill time?
Time to take a break.
Yeah.
Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hello, this.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl Linda Bott, 7:45 on September 21st. Welcome home. Now, chat room's going on. Now, who's... Okay, I'm not going to get into this.
Welcome
We're
home.
Yeah, welcome home. This is your home.
Okay.
From 7 to 9, Monday through Friday. Come on down.
The home of Free Fire Media.
It's the home of Free Fire Media, and it's your home. You know, we welcome you. We appreciate you. Maybe sometimes people haven't told you that, but we appreciate our listeners.
So, today's going to be mostly sunny with a high near 80 and a calm wind becoming south between 5 and 8 miles per hour. And it is currently 54 degrees. Now, are you going to go to Cypress Barbershop today?
I am.
Because you got your Harley. I think it's a Harley Barbershop. They go together.
Well, I'm taking the Harley down to get those tires looked at before we take a trip. Yep. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. DC Tim and a man in black. Great haircuts, great prices, great attitude. Man's last stronghold. That's right. That's our guest, Curtis and Debbie Byron are here. And Curtis, it's not that Debbie would not be welcome. She is.
Thank you.
They're just not going to, like, cut your hair.
Thank you.
But they'll say, you know, they'll be polite, but they won't do nails either.
Okay.
Which probably keeps some of our other friends out of there. So, but Man's Last Stronghold.
Where are you going with that?
I don't know. Man's Last Stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop, I like it. You know, they give discounts to veterans, so don't forget that either. Okay, our guest, as I just said.
We're picking on him, too. I think it's a pick-on day.
Okay.
I guess because he's got his Harley gear on, and he's just, you know how it is. He's a wild man today, so you're in the midst of, what is it when
Eat,
they take
pray,
off?
Eat, pray, love.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? You know
he
what?
He took me to see it.
Good.
That's great, yeah.
Curtis and Debbie Byron are our guests today, and they are here for a variety of reasons. One, that they're just great people.
Good morning and welcome
and
to the show.
And do a lot for this community. A lot for this community. Now, tell us a little bit about yourselves, Curtis. You start first.
Well, obviously myself and my wife Debbie, we own a Quorum Ranch out below Shasta Dam. I've lived here most of my life. She's lived here half of hers. And I just love the community and give back as much as we can.
So how do we spell Quorum?
C-O-R-A-M.
Quorum. Okay. You do something special at the ranch. It's when you hear ranch, you think, oh, it's great. That's a place that you've got cattle and horses. But there's something very special that you've decided to dedicate the ranch to, as well as your time and commitment. Can you share that with our listeners?
Well, we actually, Debbie and I have talked about it a lot, and whenever we have an opportunity to do something with the ranch for kids or anything like that, we obviously step up when and if we can.
Yeah, we do the Girl Scouts and different types of activities like that, anything we can.
You have retreats.
We do. We basically do family reunions, company retreats, church activities. Our summers are basically the family reunions, groups of 40-plus. And it's kind of unique because they can rent the whole entire ranch, so it's all private. And then we have all the activities right there at the ranch, plus the lake. You can't beat that. And the river runs along our property.
About how many acres do you have?
We have 200 acres.
So this is you've got the river, lake, and all this countryside around there for family reunions, for corporate retreats, and I know that you've had you know, you've helped out children before. Mm-hmm. And Debbie, are you from here?
I actually moved up from Southern California when I was 18, and my mom and dad actually saw an ad in the LA Times for some property for sale up in Northern California, and we lived right down by the ocean, and my mom and dad, they took off and came back and said, we're moving. And we had six siblings, and came up in a camper and a car and a tent. And I got the Monte Carlo, my sisters and siblings got the camper, and my brothers got the tent. And we lived there for 4 months without water, electricity, or anything. So my first year of college here was bathing in the creek, what we call Cottonwood Creek, but it has a little swimming hole. So
that is a great story.
So you came from the ocean up here to dipping yourself into the creek.
And at that time, there was really not much of a mall. So 18, I was depressed.
Well, truly pioneering spirit. So how did you guys cook?
Oh, we bonfired it.
Okay.
And all that good stuff. The camper had, a small
stove
and stuff. So it was my year. I did the best at college, though, because I sat on the rock and did my homework every day. It was quite an experience. And at the time, it was like, I'm never coming back here again. But this is where we've raised our kids, and we love Reading. And everyone that comes to our reunions, they just... they're outside, they're visiting their relatives, they just love it. They're so peaceful. They call it a slice of heaven.
Well, maybe we've got to take a quick break here. When we're going to come back, we're going to talk to Curtis and Debbie, not only about the ranch, but also the other things that they do here in town and how they support our community. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hi, this is...
on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:55 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, finest walk-in tobacco emporium and humidor in the state. Not only that, but Espresso Joe's gives great coffee, great prices, fixed your way. Joe and Shelley have supported the community. They are supporters of the veterans community also. Have done great work for our community. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Our guests this morning are Curtis and Debbie Byron. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
And we're talking about the Corum.
Corum.
Okay, I always get the... Okay. The Corum Ranch, and it's from... And you were talking about the town and how you can see... Share that with us.
It actually, the property that we have in the ranch actually sits on the town site of Corum and the Bacalala copper smelter. And up until the Motion Fire, most of that, we had been clearing brush, but most of the town was under brush that was almost impossible to get through. And when the Motion Fire came through, it burned all the brush off and exposed the majority of the town. And so you're able to walk up and see the foundations and some of the streets and the water system and all sorts of stuff. And we found some pretty neat stuff up there.
23 bars and brothels.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Off the air. That's Corum, huh?
There was anywhere from 2,000 to 3,000 people out there in its heyday.
You walk to work.
Yeah. it was my kind of town.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, isn't that interesting? Yeah. Debbie, did you know that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why don't you share with our listeners, Carl, how you met?
Well, Curtis
Byron. I always
did. People ever say it should be Byron Curtis?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. When you get up this early in the morning, I flip stuff anyway. People know me, know I'm dyslexic when it comes to
Linda. We have Linda isms here.
Yeah.
I met Curtis for the Special Olympics Pro Am golf tournament.
Yes.
And what a great thing that you've gotten involved in, and it has helped so many people.
Yes. We raise a minimum of $10,000 a year for Shasta County Special Olympics. We're their number one sponsor. We're their number one fundraising. We do it every year. We've been doing it for 39 years.
And when you say we,
The committee.
Okay.
The committee. And actually, my dad was one of the founding members of the Reading Pro-Am, so I'm just kind of carrying on for him.
Okay, and is this and this is specifically for the Special Olympics?
That's
there.
That's
no,
our.
That's fun to watch.
That's
there,
right.
When they
oh, you know what?
Well,
I've played.
No,
I've played with them and played in the last 2 years. And,
yeah. And we appreciate your support also.
Yeah. Well, you know, but. They are competitive in there.
Yes, they are.
They are.
Definitely
and,
are.
And you know, and they take it serious, a lot more
yep.
serious than I do.
And when they get their awards or their, you know, they're so great. They just see the enthusiasm.
I survived nine holes. I'm actually pretty. I'm pretty happy.
Well, you had Dan Scott. You were
well,
pretty good.
Oh well, yeah. Oh yeah, that's true. And oh. You know, luckily too that the other fellow I was playing with had extra balls because I had. You know, the Sacramento River now owns most of my golf equipment. But what do you do in your, when you're not helping the Special Olympics, you're not out on a ranch, you've got another business.
I Siskiyou Insurance Services.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been doing that for about 27 years.
Siskiyou Insurance. Mm-hmm. And
probably you've seen a lot of changes.
Yes. Yeah, I remember when Hilltop was dirt.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we've
How
been
about rules and regs?
On the insurance, yeah, it's since 1988 when they passed Proposition 103, things have changed. Politics is driving a lot of the industry. Sad.
Well, the but going back to the ranch, how do they get a hold of you if people want to come out to the ranch?
We have a website. It's quorumranch.com. And on there will
be... And that's C-O...
C-O-R-A-M ranch. .com.
Okay.
And on there is a lot of information, our email address, ways to get a hold of me, our phone number, everything. And I'm really good with email. I can send out all kinds of floor plans just by the email.
Now, it seems like, you know, because we've seen photos of it, and we're going out there, but it seems like a place to get away, and it's not that far away from here.
Are you guys booked up for Thanksgiving? Do you have families that come for the weekend and book it up as like a retreat?
Yeah, we have people that book. During the summer, it's normally reunions,
right.
And it's 3 days plus because they have swimming, mountain biking, fishing, bocce ball, basketball. Everything's right there, so they don't have to run off different places.
You don't have any of those genetically altered salmon in there yet?
No. Not yet.
3 day minimum is what you're saying.
Native brown.
In the summer, 3 day
okay.
minimum. But in the winter, they can rent one home, two homes, and we always have winter specials going on our website. They can go check that out. There's all kinds of packages that they can get a hold of me, and we'll go over what they want and what they need and what we can accommodate.
Okay, one more time, the website and a phone number.
Quorum, C-O-R-A-M, ranch.com, and it's 530-275-5510.
And Curtis says Siskiyou Insurance.
Yes.
Right here. Curtis and Debbie Byron, who, besides having a great place to go to, you know, out there at the ranch, also do a lot for our community via the Special Olympics. And we really, really appreciate that. We really like to put the spotlight on people like you.
You guys have been very, very generous with the things that you've done with our community, and we thank you for that.
Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
KCNR 1460, the home fire radio, and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 8:05 and 45 seconds, if you want to be precise.
You know what? Do you want me to share with you what's in the news today?
Yeah, because our guest didn't show up. You know, every time that, it's not every time, but when we get guests that are, you know, anyway, I'm not going to talk about it because they may show up later. You know.
Well, because this is good stuff, so things happen for a reason. Made eternally famous by Charlton Heston in the epic film The Ten Commandments. All right, you know what? I can hear every little crackle of putting your hand in there having a... Stop it. The miraculous biblical account of the parting of the Red Sea, ready for this, has amazed and captivated people for thousands of years. Well, it seems like there's a new study that's been published today in the online journal of PLOS-1, finds that strong, persistent winds could offer a physical explanation for the event. Lead author Carl Drews, a scientist at the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder, Colorado, used computer simulations to create what might have happened that day some 3,000 years ago.
Using wind that parted the sea. But that's what it was. That's what happened.
Don't politicians do that all the time?
Well, they have wind.
They try to part the sea.
Well, they try to walk
Drew's
on water.
Simulations
too.
Found that a strong east wind blowing a constant speed of about 63 miles per hour for 12 hours could have pushed water back at the bend where an ancient river is thought to have merged with a coastal lagoon along the Mediterranean. Such an event occurred in 1882 when a British Army general reported a strong easterly wind that pushed the water away on Lake Menzella on the west side of the Suez Canal. I just, you know, a little things like that. I just thought maybe it's just food for thought.
Well, and as the Bible said, it was wind that went in there and moved it. Now, it was Charlton Heston and Paramount who said it looked this way. And then if the wind stops blowing, everybody's out there and it catches them. Well, you know.
Now,
anyway.
Wasn't there all kinds of, like, really weird, eerie things that happened during the filming of that movie?
I don't know, Linda. Was there? Or did you just bring that one up?
Was that a DeMille film?
Okay. Yeah, I think that was a Cecil B. DeMille. Okay. Let's talk about... Can I move on?
Yes.
Concessions. Firefighters have offered up concessions to the city, including a 7.5% raises for the next year. However, they want to add... They want to take away some concessions they've given before. So it means they will get a little bit more in their paycheck, but they can also save over $1 million. But the other thing they want to do is extend their contract for another year. Now, you can imagine how that went over with the city council. They will accept concessions, but as soon as they start moving the target down another year, Patrick Jones says, how can we do that? That's not fair because we're telling the police we can't do that. And yesterday, of course, we had the Police Officers Association on, and we talked about they're willing to give up concessions, but they want, the whole sticking point, it appears, is they'd give up concessions to keep four men on, or four policemen, police officers on the job if they move if they extend their contract for a year. And I asked this, and I'm still not sure what the answer is, but why do that? Because you do that, no matter what the election is, it's the same people you're going to be dealing with in a year, whether it's this year or next year. And I'm not sure, but I think Dick Dickerson comes up for re-election in 2011, maybe. I'm not sure if Dick comes up then or not. But the bottom line is that it doesn't make any difference whether they do it this year or next year. It's the same people. So I guess I'm not understanding that part of it. And the other part, too, is are they willing to accept paying their CalPERS, the police officers and some in the other unions that aren't already doing that? And the answer was he could not answer for his union. That would have to be something that they voted on. So that's the other question. On the other hand, they're saying we want to be able to sit down and have an encounter that's not everybody's banging heads, so that they believe, this is what they believe, is the city council is not going to bargain in good faith because of animosity. So they're waiting to, and that's, you know, they've backed a slate of candidates, and you can call it anything you want, but it's a slate of Speer, Sullivan, and Murray because they believe they can talk with them. So that's where we were yesterday. And now the firefighters come out. Hey, look, we're willing to give up this. However, we want you to kick it down the road another year, too. And again, it's that how can you do it for one without doing it for the other? That is a good question that they've asked before, that the associations and unions have asked before.
Well, I just think that starting in October, we need to have our lunches back at Tobacco and Brew. We're going to talk to you about what that lineup's going to look like. But we're going to need to take a break right now. This is Carl and Nabat here. Free Fire Radio, give us a call, 605-4567. It is your show. Tell us what's on your mind right after these messages.
Mm-hmm.
laughing because, well, Carl's eating a scone, so he threw it to me. I'm surprised.
He got sconed and he missed it.
He threw it to me. I'm a thank you. I don't know what to do. 54 degrees right now currently.
Speaking of sconed, the Teamsters have reached into, you know, the Teamsters, the unions are taking just big hits. People are just saying, what have you done for me? And besides the fact that you've done too much in the other direction, I don't agree where you're going. That doesn't happen every union. But anyway, the Teamsters have found a new group to unionize. That's right. The marijuana growers. The people that work in the marijuana plants or growing the marijuana plants right here in California down in
They're
Oakland.
They're going to collectivize the collective.
They have. They've organized the pot growers. The first union for pot growers has been established. Gardeners, trimmers, and cloners. Somebody has to explain. Okay, if somebody will explain to me what a cloner is besides something I saw in a bad movie.
Send in the clones.
What is a cloner? I've seen it before. They said we should be able to clone marijuana. Well, what do you mean by that, especially the cloners? Anyway, they're going to be able to get them pensions, vacations, and health insurance. Do you think part of the health insurance is being able to smoke as much of the medicinal herb as they possibly could hold?
That's health insurance and vacation all rolled into one, isn't it?
Well, it could be, yeah, it could be at all. It could be, yeah, your vacation, and you're on vacation, don't even know it. You're having such a good time with it. Your health insurance, if you smoke, and what if it's like a candy factory? You know, with people that grow, you know, work in these places, and they say in the candy factory, eat all you could possibly want. Eat it all the time. And after, of course, a week, people don't even want to see candy again. So I wonder if they tell people that grow marijuana in these big factories that Oakland is presenting, like the Walmart of marijuana down there, is if you, oh yeah, smoke all you want. Just smoke all you want. Hoping that they'll get tired of it, not realizing that perhaps they won't.
I got a cute little email here.
Okay.
And by the way, we're supposed to, you know, I forgot to mention the golf tournament on Friday, the Make-A-Wish Golf Tournament.
Make-A-Wish Golf Tournament that is still going on. That's right. You can get a hold of them down there at Tierra Oaks.
Tierra Oaks, go in. We're going to have a KCNR Free Fire Media hole that we've sponsored.
We've sponsored two holes.
We're going to be leaving on our motorcycle, so we can't actually attend that. But please go out if you... God, it's beautiful. I was out there yesterday. That gorgeous golf course. Also, this gal being on the board of Shasta Blood Center, I know about platelets. She does them when she can. And she was saying that it's just about the food. That she doesn't feel ill afterwards. And she also said, don't give Carl any more coffee.
Well, let me tell you about the coffee today. The coffee was made by Jim Brummer, our news director. News director, and he's here, and he made the coffee. Now, I'm not saying that this coffee tasted
what?
A little left of center, but
what?
I'm used to coffee in the morning that after you make it, you take your 45, you drop it on the surface, and it doesn't, it floats, a 1911 45 pistol. Because it's so strong.
So, Schplain, are you saying it was weak?
I'm not saying it was weak. I'm just saying it was full of hope and promises. It was Democrat coffee. Full of hope and promises. It was Obama coffee. Full of hope and promises. It looked good. But when you taste it, when you hold it, and you swallow it, you realize that you have been Obama'd. You have been Obama'd.
Okay.
So,
no, I have a tendency to like espresso.
Smelled like the real thing. Looked
right,
like the real
okay.
thing. But okay.
All right.
We've got to take a break.
Did you talk about that?
I talked about that, about the Calvet. That was in the first hour, Linda. I know that's a long time ago.
I'm just catching up with myself
here.
Yeah,
okay. We did get a thing about one of the candidates is going down to Dream Dinners. Which, by the way, we have met the lady that owns Dream Dinners, and what a nice lady she is, and her husband works for the, what is it, Mosquito? Is that Mosquito?
Shasta Mosquito and Vector Control District.
Well, you know,
Mr. Albright is a very sharp character.
Well, you know, but that's not who we met, was not Mr. Albright, but one of the people that worked there. But he's a sharp character, too. I think it's Butcher. And they do a whole lot of stuff out there that people don't even know about.
You know, you can always send us emails, Linda at KCNR1460, and I'll be glad, especially with the people who are running for city council, because you really should know your candidates. Get to meet them. And this one came from Sandra Spear. She'll be there tonight at the Dream Dinners, which is on Railroad Avenue. And that's where that you can make your dinners a week in advance. I've not done this, but I had several girlfriends that love this. And it really, you go for a night, and I guess you prepare your meals. And I mean, we'll find out more information about that. So anyway, she will be there tonight from 5 to 8. And, again, we welcome other city council members, those of you who are listening, to email us and let us know where you're going to be out so our great North State here in Shasta County can come and meet you, talk to you, ask you questions, look you in the eyes. We are going to be doing that at Tobacco and Brew, which will be Fridays at noon. And we will announce that here very soon with our rundown.
Yeah, it's going to be for October, all of October. We've got four Fridays there. We're going to have different candidates. We're going to have different different groups of people to discuss maybe some of the propositions that are coming up. And these propositions, there are some really interesting propositions that are coming up that can change the way, you know, it can change what the people voted for. Just because of the way they're written and the way they're said. And you can thank Jerry Brown for that one. We got to take a break here. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Here on KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bot, 8:24 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. Right off Airport Road, right down from the Burrito Bandito. Look for the satellites out there. Doug Tooley puts up Dish TV, the Dish Satellite Network. Puts in home theater systems, surround sound. Been into business since 1985, except the time he took out to be in the 82nd Airborne. Doug guarantees his work. He's a great guy to work with. He's a local boy. And he hires local people to help him with his business. That's B&T Satellite, right off Airport Road.
We're going to the emails, linda@kcnr1460.com, or the chat room, kcnr1460. We're taking your call. Hey, you know what?
And our phone number, 605-4567.
That's right, Colonel. And when we came in this morning, Bob, there was something that, you know, hey.
But I noticed this last night.
This is not rant radio, but what, yeah. It might as well be sometimes.
I noticed this last night, and I want to know, I'm going to put out the word and see if anybody else... If this raises a question flag for anyone, last night I happened to notice. Now, you know the stretch of Interstate 5 between Anderson and Redding that passes through Churn Creek Bottom is still something of a bottleneck. In the mornings, it's horrendous. I used to drive that every day, and you got Dale Earnhardt wannabes, you know, tailgating, jumping lanes, all that kind of good stuff. Well, about midway through there, right about Smith Road overcrossing, there is a reader board, and I have to do my job here, so I'll pick this up when you guys carry on.
Answer the phone. Anyway, from what he says is that there's one of the candidates is out there. It's got his name on it. And when it's blinking at night, it bothers Bob. And he wants to know if it bothers anybody else.
Well, first of all, I know it's on private property. Yeah. But I'm kind of along the lines, no matter who it is or what it is. It'd be one thing if it was caution, slow down. Okay. It would be another thing is, you know, you're going 65 when it's a 45. You know, those are safety issues. But to advertise, I guess, I don't know. When it's in the dark quarter like that and you're going, like I said, between Anderson and Redding, it's not like we're down in, you know, down the, in New York, in New York City.
I almost see it as an abuse of, not an abuse, but just maybe a questionable use of something that is normally a safety issue. And that's going to distract you possibly at the wrong time. If it's an obvious political sign, you can, you know, Your brain filters it. But when you've got that yellow flashing light that's got the text on it, your attention is going to be drawn to it. And I don't know, maybe, am I just off base here?
No, I agree with you because I have a GPS in my car. And if I don't turn it over into the darker mode, it's like a TV set in my car.
Well, it's not unlike the Rolling Hills Casino big giant LED reader board that'll blind you down there around Corning. I got a problem with that one too.
What am I hearing?
Oh, stop it. Okay, let's go to the phones. Good morning.
Bill Phelan. Good morning, Gunny.
Colonel, how are you and your lovely wife?
We are doing great, and you have had a trip of a lifetime.
I have indeed, Colonel, and I'm glad that you sent, I called because I saw you didn't have a guest this morning, and I thought you might have.
No, we had a guest. We had three guests that were here, supposed to be here this morning, and they're not here right now.
Well, that's I just caught you on the radio on the way home from the gym.
No, okay.
But what I wanted to say is that was those were the most gracious, hospitable people in the world. And I will tell you that anybody who has any question about capitalism and socialism, all they got to do when I left Seoul on a stretcher in 1951, it was in shambles. The whole city was destroyed, and now it has over 12 million people. They are the seventh largest economy in the world, and there's no unemployment. They are just. It's a testimony, I think, to the Asian work ethic, but also to capitalism and free trade.
Okay, now let me explain to everybody. Bill is a member of the Order of the Purple Hearts. In fact, is in the hierarchy there. And you went to a meeting where was it a statewide meeting?
Initially I went to our state convention in Monterey.
Right. And then was it there that they said that they were the Korean government was looking for Korean War veterans to host over in South Korea?
Exactly.
And you were selected.
I was honored. That it was just a
right. They flew you into South Korea and entertained you for a week. Is that
they
true?
They did. It was they couldn't do enough for us. They wouldn't let us spend a dollar. And they were so gracious and hospitable, like I said, but also they were thankful for the opportunity that we gave them to build. When we went to the DMZ, you could look over and see the devastation in the north, and you could see the vibrancy and the people working and enjoying them. Beautiful parks. It's a gorgeous city.
Well, it is a gorgeous city. Seoul is, and it is. It is very vibrant. It's been a few years since I've been there. However, every time I went, it was bustling, as any large city does. But it always seemed to be very positive, and in the ways and what they were doing.
Colonel, they met me at the airport with a sign, "Welcome, Bill Fine on USMC." I was overwhelmed when I...
Hey, Bill, we've got to take a break for the news, but I want you to hang on. We're going to talk a little bit more about this before we let you go, okay?
All right, thank you, sir.
Okay, this is Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
...60 AM, clearly News Talk Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 8:35 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Our call-in visitor is Gunnery Sergeant Bill Phelan, Order of the Purple Heart, Korean War veteran, talking about his trip to South Korea. So they treated you pretty well, huh, Bill?
Oh, they did indeed. They had about four photographers that actually, when they met us at the airport, I said they had a sign. And these guys were with us every day for the whole visit. And when I left, the day I left, they had a DVD made with my picture on the disc and complimentary. And how they differentiated for 50 guys, each one got a DVD with of his pictures. Of course, a lot of them were groups, but they did. It was fantastic. And they flew us down to Busan, where the brigade initially come ashore, and you couldn't recognize them. All the container ships the reason we went down, they have a cemetery down there, and they have a wall similar to the one in Vietnam, but it has it's by state, you know, Alabama, Arkansas, Arizona. But I looked in there and I saw some guys that I had served with the 5th Marine Regiment, and their names are on there, and it was kind of an emotional thing. But I'm so glad for the opportunity to have gone.
You deserve it, Bill. I mean, if anybody's been a supporter of
of the veterans you have and the things you've done to raise money and to help other veterans and veterans organizations in this community goes back decades. So I think it was a great choice, and I'm glad you were honored. I think that it was only right and fitting that you be the one that go.
Well, I appreciate those kind words, but what I do is what I'm able to do, and I feel like I'm blessed by Almighty God to have the strength and the resources to do that. And anything I can do for anybody who served our country honorably is just a labor of love. It's something that I enjoy doing.
Okay. Well, you know what, Gunny, thanks so much for calling in.
I appreciate the time and everything. And I'll get drop by and show you guys some of these pictures one day on the way home from the gym.
Yeah, you know what? You need to do that so we can see it, because I know you had a great time, and I know that the South Koreans can be wonderful hosts.
Oh, they're so hospitable. And remember, our birthday's coming up. We'll chat about that, too.
And
God bless, my friend.
All right, you too. Thanks a lot, Guns.
Bye, Linda.
Bye-bye. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
That was really special.
It is. You know, he is such a
talk about
guy.
An up guy. I mean, just being around
up.
Him
he's
is just up. Like, and he's just.
There's a guy
great
who
energy.
Wrote the check that you talked about.
That's
Charlie.
Right. Yeah. That's right. And they carried him out. he didn't leave because he wanted to. They carried him out when he was wounded.
Bill Phelan.
And he's done, like I said, you know, the Order of the Purple Heart. It's a small group of men, and they do so much. And I think it's just men, maybe it's women too. But they've done so much for our community, you know, and raising money for a van. They bought a van so that people from the Veterans Clinic can be driven down to Sacramento, the people that need assistance down there. And don't get me started on that while we have to send our veterans from World War II and Korea down to Sacramento when they could have it done here if the money was available. So,
you know, I want to kind of change subjects a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, I know when we talk about...
We can do that because our guest didn't show up.
Well, because Cypress... You talk about Cypress Square Barbershop. There's no Oprah. Okay.
Well, there isn't.
Okay.
Or Dr.
Phil. I think that... I get that. But I know that you're teasing when you say that there isn't any Oprah. But one of the things that Oprah, you know, in her last year, she gave away $6 million to U.S. schools. Recently, and she can do that with the wave, you know, with the wand. On Monday, she gave away $6 million to six educational organizations that help to turn around troubled U.S. schools. And so she is a heroine in many ways.
Well, you know what? I joke about Oprah. But, you know, she does do, she does have a really strong, you know, philanthropic streak in her, where she does help people. Besides giving away the cars, I mean, you know, she gave away the cars to everybody that was on her show that day.
Well,
giving away money to the schools, but she's established schools in Africa, and but now she's giving schools or giving money to schools right here in the United States.
Well, she has her angel network is astonishing with the things that she has been able to accomplish. So, hats off to Oprah Winfrey. She gets a thumbs up. Thank you so much for that. And I know we talk about so many things that seem to be, you know, not a negative, but things that we're frustrated with that we can't really, you know, we can talk about it, we can try to get involved. But things like that, we need to definitely acknowledge and know that we live in a beautiful place. Our world is a beautiful place. But we're going to take a break.
And when we come back, you want to talk about being involved. Let's talk about Tea Party. Let's talk about how involved they are in our country right now. And let's talk about what do you think about the Tea Party. Do you believe in the Tea Party? Do you believe the Tea Party is a front for a Republican money interest? Do you believe that the Tea Party are just groups of people that have gotten together and are moving forward in a loosely based confederation or union of people in all these different states? Is it something nefarious started by George Soros? Call in the bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Hi. This
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:45 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR 1460, and we're also chatting on that same
That's right, if you want to call us. 605-4567 is the hotline. We've got just a few minutes left before we say goodbye for the day. The weather today is going to be high of 80. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. By the way, for those of you just tuning in, we began our music series last Friday night. We will have Candice Lavolsi out there this Friday. Stay tuned. You'll see it on our website as well as in Salmo's. The first will be Rick Hill playing guitar. The eighth, I'll be out there with the trio. And then, of course, we have October 23rd, which, by the way, I'm very excited, too. On another side note, I've got three live shows I'm doing at the mall, Mount Shasta Mall, with my show On the Spot with Linda Bott.
That's right. And that starts, well, it doesn't start, but we continue that on Thursday at
Thursday.
6 p.m. On the Spot with Linda Bott. And you're talking, well, who's your guest this week?
Well, I'm going to have James Fossen on, and we're going to talk about what is going on with Dave Alvin. Hopefully he's going to be calling in on tour, and Meteor Music will be here. I have a surprise guest with a woman I'm thrilled to interview, and wow. She is in charge of the coroner's office, and the subject is a woman in a man's world and breaking the glass ceiling. And she's been a lieutenant in the police force for years. And, boy, that's going to be interesting. Of course, we have Lisa Collins talking about theater in the North State and Bethany's product of the week. And we're going to be talking about a restaurant in town and a killer food item that we had very recently. And how much fun that was. So there you go. Let's go to the phones. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning, Linda, Carl, Bob. Hi.
How are you doing, Sharon?
I'm doing great. Hey, you know, I went to Ensembles, as you all know, Friday night. And one, thank you so much, but it was a terrific place. If people haven't been there yet, they don't know what they're missing. I was so impressed with the ambiance.
Well, you brought your 15-year-old daughter, and you won a dinner for two on my show last week. So that was your dinner was for Friday night. What did she think?
Oh, she thought it was we both felt like royalty. Everyone treated us so nice, but the music was great.
Oh well, thank you.
And you know the prices, I was amazed. They're good, and the food was so good. I was just really impressed. It's all around a great package for someone to go for dinner. I had no idea that it would be such a welcoming place and yet be so high class at the same time. It was great, and I love the wooden beams. I mean, if you like wooden stuff, it's the place to go.
Well, you know what's really interesting, and we heard that the other night, that some people feel intimidated. I don't know why they feel intimidated to go out there if they think it, you know, when I guess maybe you say five-star, but it is just, it's beautifully done, but it's a ranch. You know, and so there's animals and dogs and cats and five-star food and great wine.
It was just a wonderful place, and I thought the drive seemed like it would be a long way out there, but what a gorgeous drive, and it's just such an easy shot. I'll be going back. I mean, I was really, really impressed, so I just wanted to say thank you, and I had no idea that that was the kind of place it was, and anyone could go there. Mm-hmm. I was just really impressed. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome.
Well, Sharon, thank you so much for calling.
Yeah. Okay. See
Take
you later.
Care.
Bye.
You know, the big thing is collared shirts, and you just, you know, it's not like you have to put on a tuxedo to go out there, but, yeah, there's a dress code. It's not a horribly hard dress code to live up to. You know, shirts with collars and not raggedy clothes and those kind of things.
I think it's really great. You know, there's something to be said about when you can go somewhere and you know that people are going to, they're going to just not just roll out of bed and throw on a T-shirt. They're going to they're getting ready to go out for an evening or a lunch, and that's there's something what's wrong
and
with
and
that.
There's many places in town that you know, that have that same.
Our society's relaxed so much, and so it's nice to have something like that, you know.
Well, let's talk about the Tea Party one more time. Okay, I was joking about George Soros being the, I don't, at least I think I'm joking. I don't think he's behind it. There's a lot, you know, that every time the word Tea Party comes up in the paper, that there's just, then it's just like somebody has thrown a piece of meat into the cage with all of the wolves. And the funny thing about it is that the biggest insult somebody, you be very progressively on the left side, can make it somebody is that you're a Tea Partier. You're a Tea Partier. I mean, it's like, well, what exactly is a
it's
Tea
a
Partier? What's a Tea Partier? Is that like being a liberal, you know, a liberal fascist? You know, what is that? I mean, what is a Tea Partier? And, you know, does it make, does it, are you, do you have like a, do you have to have, you know, like a branding on you someplace? So other Tea Partiers can tell you? Do you have special hats and clothes you wear and maybe
secret
a ring?
Handshake.
And you have like a secret handshake that you have that says, oh, I'm a Tea Partier. So what is a Tea Partier? I mean, you know, Tea Partiers are your neighbors, and just like down the street, the gent, Frank, who's running Jim Reed's campaign is our friend. I mean, they're, everybody's got their own opinion, but what is it about the Tea Party that instills such, that, you know, last year they were laughed at, they were poo-pooed, they were pushed aside, and then all of a sudden it happened. They jumped into an election, and in Massachusetts, they won. So their man won. So what is the fear? What is the fear of the Tea Party? Why do people that belong to Tea Party, why are they denigrated so much? Elizabeth.
Oops.
Hey, Elizabeth.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
I'm good, thanks.
Have you been hearing what I've been talking about?
You know, I had to get my husband off to work.
So I was just talking about Tea Party stuff, Elizabeth.
Wonderful. Well, then my call was timely.
Does it make you a bad person if you belong to the Tea Party?
Not at all. It makes you a person that's standing up and getting involved in what's going on.
Are you being run by the Republican Party?
We are not. We have Republicans, Independents, Libertarians, Democrats, young, old.
Is somebody writing checks to your party?
Not at all. We pass our little velvet bags around at the church every Monday night, and those that can put $2 in, great. If not, that's okay too, and that helps us pay for the room.
Okay. I mean, the thing about it is, but there is a part of the Tea Party that does have backing, right? Big backing.
I think that there are portions of the Tea Party, for instance, the Tea Party Express that travels around the country.
Yeah.
They do raise money to help conservative candidates. And the thing that I love about the whole Tea Party movement is that it's basically all of your average, everyday 4th of July picnic Americans going out and getting involved. And there are different aspects of the Tea Party movement that are doing it differently, but everyone is working toward the same goal.
Okay. Hey, look, you're here to tell us about last night, right?
Yeah, it was great. Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum.
He's a great American.
Yes.
He's a great guy.
Yes, he is.
He's got his own story. It was pretty interesting. And he's incredibly passionate about this project, and we're hoping as a Tea Party movement to kind of work with them and see what we can do to help out in any way. I know that with times being tough, they can always use additional funding, and so they're having a great fundraiser on the 25th of this month out at the Reading Airport.
That's right.
A big barbecue. And it's kind of nice because kids under the age of 10 can go for free. They really want it to be a family event.
That's going to be great.
Yeah. And then real quick, I know you've got other
things. Yeah, because we've got to go to a break here.
But next Monday night, we have a representative from the Peace Officers Association coming to give us their version of the whole union retirement health benefit issue.
Yeah, Brad LaCroix, he was on our show yesterday.
Yeah, so he'll be coming to talk to us on Monday night.
That's what he had said.
And giving us the flip side. So that ought to be interesting.
Yeah, he's. I think he's arming himself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, so we'll talk to you soon, and you guys have a great day.
Thanks
all right.
A lot,
thank
Elizabeth.
You, Elizabeth.
Hey, we
got to
take a quick break here, get back on schedule. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Our last segment here, it's 8:57 in the morning. Hey, we're talking about that MASH bash that's going on September 25th from 4 to 10 p.m. out at the Reading Airport. There's tickets still available.
I mean, children 9 and under are free. That's pretty incredible. You know, you go out and the adults are $35. Children from 10 to 18 are $25. It's going to pay, Patrick Jones is going to be the barbecuer doing tri-tip and chicken. It's going to be just a phenomenal night. I know that my good friend Karen from Chameleon Costumes, who is an incredible designer, is working on an authentic MASH unit, emergency tent, kind of where they just like what you used to see with in MASH, you know, with the medical.
Yeah, they're going to have a number of things out there. They're going
operating
to have
room.
They're going to have a number of items from Korea out there. They're going to have a remember Corporal Klinger and Hot Lips are going to be contest. See who looks the most like them. You can just call at 328-2280. 328-2280 if you want to become involved with that. Look it up or look at the Northern California Veterans Heritage Museum. It's going to be a good time for everybody. And it's a good way to raise money for a great project there. Rob Burrows, who's the curator and heads this thing up, has got hundreds and hundreds of exhibits, if not 1,000 exhibits already. And this is just to start building the museum. He's opening up his offices and everything here in a week or two. I know that. Tomorrow, it's hump day. Okay, hump day, that means Wednesday. It means when you finish with Wednesday, then you got Thursday and Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're out of here. Yeah.
Hey, Bob, thanks so much. You know, always for being just,
Are you debuting the guest host concept this week? No,
that was last Thursday. You missed it.
Missed
we had Barbara Harrison, and this week, this Thursday, we have Dr. Doug McComb.
Oh, cool. That'll be great.
And so he and I will be talking to people. And
have you finished Atlas Shrugged yet?
I am on page 395.
Because he's passionate about that book.
That'll be cool. Thanks to Nadine Bailey who let you borrow that.
Well, there's another book I'm reading. It's written by a local named Woodrum, Henry Woodrum. And he talks about being shot down in World War II. Well, his son gave it to me. Anyway, Carl Lundebot, Free Fire Radio. Join us tomorrow at 7 o'clock. You're going to have a great time. We have a great time, and thanks for visiting us. This is KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.